Hi everybody, I'm Jackson Murphy with the LCJ Q&A, and joining me today is executive producer Trevor Crafts and director Marilyn Agrello of the new documentary. It's called Street Gang. It's all about Sesame Street, currently in production right now. Trevor and Marilyn, thank you for joining me today.
No problem at all.
Pleasure to be here.
Thanks so much.
You are welcome. So, you usually don't think about documentaries being based on books, but this one actually is. So, what was it about Michael Davis's 2008 book on the history of Sesame Street that really made it worthy of a movie?
Everybody knows so many things about Sesame Street. We all grew up with it. We know what the episodes were like, who the characters are. But this book really goes into all of that that gave impetus to Sesame Street, what the world was like when it was founded, the ideas that came out of it, the technology, the animation. It was like really a revolution in television and a revolution in educational television for sure. Well, this is the untold story, really.
And Michael's book is so comprehensive. It really covers so many aspects of the show and the production, like Marilyn said. And working with Michael as a co-executive producer on the project, he's just been just a phenomenal resource for us, and allowed us to really get into some great conversations with Sesame Workshop just in terms of accessing their archives and everything else. So for us, it was really a linchpin and a real great skeleton and foundation to build our film on.
And in the video clip that I saw on Indiegogo, you guys discuss about the never-before-seen footage you're going to be using in this. So you mentioned all kinds of access into the archives. What kinds of things have you uncovered so far in the Sesame Street vault?
Well, the creators working behind the scenes, you know, how the interaction between the puppeteers and the Muppets looked. Not what you see on TV, but what it actually looked like, what the production felt like. And, of course, you know, interviews back in the day with some of the amazing talents that are now gone, such as Jim Henson, those types of things.
Absolutely, yeah. And what are some of your fondest memories? Also in that video, you guys talk a little bit about how the show has inspired you throughout your lives. So what are maybe some of your earliest memories or your fondest memories of watching Sesame Street?
I mean, I watch Sesame Street with my folks pretty much every day, so I have hundreds of great memories of that. But I think it's just the fun that I had watching the show was really a big part of that for me was, you know, just the humor and the different types of media that they used. I mean, I didn't know that as a kid, but, you know, later on I knew all of that. So, you know, just was such a fun show to watch, and it was such a great experience, you know, sharing that time with my parents. And, you know, it was just, you know, I still love Grover. He's still like my favorite, period, end of story. We share a birthday, so I think that's...
Oh, wow.
That's great. You share a birthday with Grover. I mean, for me, I guess I would say I've had this little tiny stuffed doll, very, very tiny, though, when they came out with miniature versions of Guy Smiley, because I've been into broadcasting and being in front of the camera and all that, so I really relate to Guy Smiley. He's kind of my favorite character out of everybody.
That's fantastic. You know, when I was a kid, I used to have Bert and Ernie puppets on either side of my bedpost.
Wow.
I mean, those guys are still fantastic. Like, the first, you know, as a child, it's like your first stand-up comedian in a way. Your first introduction to that kind of thing was just so fantastic.
And my gosh, having Bert and Ernie on your bedside, and then did you ever think, gosh, I'm really going to be involved with Bert and Ernie someday in my life?
No. I mean, who could foresee such a thing? It's like a dream. Really great.
And with your... With your Indiegogo campaign, you had a goal of $100,000, and as of last check, you were very basically right there, $100,000. So I have to congratulate you guys very much on that.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, we're like, I think by today, I think we'll be pretty much wrapped up. So a couple of dollars left to go, but I'm sure that people will get real excited about that. There's lots of interesting things still, you know, animation cells, reproduction animation cells, and all sorts of fun memorabilia from the show.
Mm. And you're doing something really nice with about 15% of the proceeds. Tell me a little bit about that.
The Sesame Street Yellow Feather Fund is a new outreach for Sesame Street that really helps the world's most vulnerable children grow smarter and stronger and kinder, which is Sesame Workshop's mission. And it's just a nice way. We all got so much from Sesame Street. It's just a nice way to be able to give back to the organization since they are a nonprofit company and just help out even more.
Yeah, that is fantastic. And I also am very curious about this groundbreaking 3D conversion process you guys are using as far as taking old photos and then converting them into 3D. That sounds really, really interesting.
The process is, there's a Russian artist who's really been pioneering this, and it's essentially it's taking an archival photo, cutting it up, which has been done a lot before, sort of the 2.5D or a multi-plane animation style, but then he's taking it, texture mapping that onto 3D surfaces, adding new 3D elements in, and it really is an absolutely phenomenal process. It makes it really look like a piece of footage or film from an archive. It's quite impressive.
Mm. And really never been showcased before in a movie of any kind?
I don't think so. I think this is a pretty new process. I mean, it's interesting. As technology changes and our ability to animate things change, you start to see different styles and different emerging styles. I think this is going to be one that comes forward pretty quickly. I mean, obviously, if a lot of documentaries have used that sort of multi-plane animation style. It is a labor-intensive process.
Mm.
This is sort of adding another layer on top of that labor-intensive process. But I think I think you're probably going to start seeing it more and more. There are certain rules. It doesn't work well with crowd scenes. It works really well with landscapes or cityscapes.
Mm.
The interesting thing for us is you have this sort of live television studio environment and a lot of these early stills. We found in the archives at Sesame Workshop, as Marilyn and I were there together sort of digging through things, obviously we got every single episode that we could possibly imagine, but at the same time, there's not a lot of early behind-the-scenes footage. And the show started in 69, and there really isn't a lot of stuff from that time frame. They were really concerned with making the movie. Or making the TV show. They weren't really concerned with documenting the process of how they did that. So, as Marilyn sort of gets the story line, fully fleshed out through her interviews that we've already started, started production last week, more production coming up in early January after the holiday. But there's a lot of sections and there's a lot of scenes that have no footage, have no photos, and we felt like having animation help to drive the story in those sections, be it traditional animation or this new 3D conversion process, will really help to bring those elements to life. You have this television studio, obviously, which they filmed the show in, which does lend itself to work well in this style. Since you have multiple planes of action, the set is lit, the cameramen are dark, so you can create those cameramen in full 3D in Maya or Studio Max or whatever program, and then have them move and have the cameras move to create that additional sense of motion, and then do a multi-plane animation on the background scene so that essentially it becomes more, everything sort of is brought to life.
Mm.
So, for us it's really a mixed bag of animated styles, just like the show had a very mixed bag of animated styles.
Yes, and sometimes when, that's one thing, and sometimes when someone is relaying a memory, we're talking to people that are talking about things that happened 50 years ago when they started the show, or almost 50 years ago, and sometimes, there are ways to take a particularly milestone event in the evolution of Sesame Street and sort of recreating someone's memory in a particularly beautiful animation style. So we're going to employ different things, as Trevor just said, different styles of animation, different ways of bringing this magnificent story to life.
Yeah, it sounds very fascinating and complex, and maybe even more so complex is the fact that you guys are rebuilding the season one set for this movie, and you guys are currently on the Sesame Street set in Astoria as well, but you're rebuilding season one. Is that the biggest challenge out of all of this?
It's funny, not even close. you know, building a set is it's fun and it's wonderful. You know, we are, you know, as the story unfolds, we're seeing how that fits in to our interviews. I think the fun thing about it is it's a very evocative image. Everybody knows the stoop. Everybody knows that set. And but I think the challenge of a film like this, and Marilyn, you know, I'm sure back me up on this one. This is a very big, important story to tell. This is a story about the origin of a show that was really, truly revolutionary for its time. And I think the challenge is that, you know, in 90 minutes or 100 minutes, which is what you have with a documentary, I think the challenge is, what are the stories that we are going to tell? Because for 48 years, or it will be come January, 48 years, Sesame Street's been on television. And that's an incredible amount of stories
that
come out. And Michael Davis's book obviously went through quite a lot of them, but we've even unearthed some that aren't in that book. So I think that it's a very, that's a challenge. And, you know, I'm so glad that Marilyn is helming the film to accept that challenge, because it's heady stuff.
Mm. And you guys are going to focus on the origin days, but a lot has also happened since the book came out in 2008, including the big addition of HBO to the Sesame Street family. Will you guys be tackling some of the modern stories, including that in the film?
You know, the focus of this film is the origin through about 1990, which is... when some of the major players drop out, Jim Henson passes away, John Stone, who was one of the big creatives and the first director and the main director of the show, and several things sort of shift creatively for Sesame Street. And so Trevor was just saying, this is an immense story, and by honing in on this origin piece of it, which is the part that is so surprising and so unknown to so many people, this is the focus of our story.
What is the timeline as of right now for when we can expect this movie to be released?
I think it's like tomorrow, right, Marilyn? No, I'm kidding. Not tomorrow. No. I mean, I think essentially we're looking at a 2018 release, and that could come in a couple different ways. We may go sort of the festival route with the initial screenings through Sundance or things like that, TIFF, or we may go straight to the actual distribution and have it air. But you know, that's sort of our rough timeline right now. So we're deep in the throes of production and continuing development on the film, and so it's going to be a great film, and I think everybody's really going to be amazed and constantly amazed throughout the picture, just to the parallels that are going on currently in our country and in the world, that so many of those struggles were really pioneered by the creators of Sesame Street and tackled head on, even in those early days.
Well, Trevor Crafts and Marilyn Agrello, thank you for joining me today to talk about Street Gang. I appreciate it.
We love nothing more than talking about Street Gang. So thank you.
You guys are welcome. All right, for more information on Street Gang, Google it. Google Street Gang, Sesame Street documentary, Indiegogo, stories all over the internet. Fascinating documentary currently in production. I'm Jackson Murphy with the LCJ Q&A.